When you say structuring, what are you structuring and what are you using to do that?
The simple answer is that we all have constructed a financial house for ourselves. For a lot of us, the house has only the front wall, and anybody can come from the side or the back and just basically take your stuff away. Most folks, when it comes to this, have basically blanked it out of their mind, and they've taken the ostrich approach. Well, you know, the only thing exposed in an ostrich with his head in the sand is...
the other end. Okay? So in other words, if your money is in a bank... That's
in
not
your
structured.
Name, right.
That's not structured because you think it's in a box that's protected, but actually the side and top and the back walls aren't mm-hmm. there.
It's kind of like those pants that cowboys wear, you know, they call them chaps.
Mm-hmm.
You need a pair of pants underneath them. Otherwise, your assets are hanging out.
Exactly. Your introduction and your, shall we say, exploration, trial and error, testing and proving of the principles that you now have organized.
Well, first of all, it should be known that these principles and these concepts and these structures and strategies have been in place for literally thousands of years. By the way, I read Roman law as well, because that's the root of a lot of our laws. There's a great book called The Great Documents of Western Civilization, and you can see, for instance, how the early Roman culture co-opted many of the religious perspectives of the day and brought them into their folds, and it says right there, you can read, you know, the Roman emperor's writings talking about how, well, we can pull these guys in, then we'll give them some tax breaks, and then these people will be more amenable to supporting Rome. And we see the same exact thing going on today.
Mm-hmm.
For the untrained ear, as you said, we really need to define some things first. First of all, let's preface this with saying that no moral individual wants to involve themselves in this kind of thing. What do I mean by that? I, as an upright, honest human being, want to be responsible for my actions, want to reap the rewards as well as the consequences of what I do as a sovereign human being. So when you talk about, for instance, developing the corporate schizophrenia of functioning within a structure, it's really not sane. And when we talk about structuring, we want to make sure that we understand that none of us want to go through the trouble of restructuring. We want to protect ourselves in this world. For instance, I was at a conference down in Aruba several years ago where I met Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas. And we were sitting at a table, we're talking about structuring, and I had this graphic out on the table and we were drawing pictures and talking about how you can protect yourself and, you know, deal with your assets in a way to pass them on to your heirs. At one point in the conversation, he snatched up the paper and he starts shaking it at me and he said, "You know what the real shame about this is, Gino? No American should have to be this sophisticated just to keep what he's lawfully acquired." That's the real sad part of this. None of us want to do this. If we could expect the rule of law, due process, if we could expect equal protection, and if we could expect that when we go to court, our rights would be preemptively protected by everyone, respected by everyone. I mean, when you go to the movie theater and you try to squeeze through the aisle, you don't just stumble through and step on everybody and knock their drink over. Their rights are that you can pass them as close as you can without insulting their space. If we expected that from the world, if we knew we could count on it, if everybody else was as moral as we think we are, we wouldn't need the restructure. The fact that we do need to protect ourselves from a predatory nature of human beings, especially when they aggregate themselves into groups like governments, they don't care about your toes when they go down the aisle. We have to develop what we call a corporate schizophrenia. For instance, the insane are not responsible for their actions, nor is the executive of a corporation. Isn't that interesting? So the corporations can act with the impunity of the insane because we have a legal system that says, well, if you do it this way, let's understand that a corporation is a puppet. And over here we've got our LLC, and over here we've got our IBC, and over here we've got our foundation. They're all different puppets. The audience knows it's a puppet show. But as long as I, as the puppeteer, never reveal myself to the audience and never directly talk to the audience, as long as I always act through the person or persona of the puppet, then the puppet and the public are always going to remain separate from me. So I, as the actor in the corporation, can order things to be done, have them done, or executed. And they think about this, the executioner is following the edict of the corporate structure, and the executioner is not personally responsible for the actions of the corporation, nor is the executioner responsible for their own personal actions, because they're doing it as an order of the corporate structure. In this case, it would be the state ordering the execution of someone. Even if the guy is falsely accused, falsely convicted, and falsely executed, the executioner is not personally responsible. So again, no moral human being wants to do this, but we have to, otherwise we're at the beck and the whim of anybody that wants to take our stuff away.
Just to recap what you just said in slightly different terms, it's a wise response to deal with, shall we say, unnatural conditions, unnatural pressures, unnatural invasion of what should be your natural privacy,
exactly,
your natural freedom. It is a wise response to use a system or use a technology or a method which actually works,
exactly,
which actually responds to that invasion in a way that deflects it
so
that it doesn't hurt you. And your image of the puppeteer, the puppets on stage take the attention and represent the activities to the observer in the audience. But the puppeteer remains unknown and walks away from the theater with no one noticing him.
Exactly.
So in a sense, what you're setting up here is a theater. It is a financial performance. I use the word performance because performance comes from the Latin per forma, through the form. So you watch what's on stage, but the actor goes home separate from the part that the audience has just seen.
Exactly.
So that's a good way to explain the nature of this strategy of structuring.
It should be pointed out also the word person. It is at our own peril that we use our colloquial understanding of language when we're dealing with the law. For instance, well, I'm a person. You know, person's made liable. I'm a person. Well, wait a minute, are you? Let's look at the word person. In law, it says persona, the mask an actor wears, okay? So this front mask is the persona. It's not the living flesh and blood human being. It's the personification of an idea through a corporate structure.
Corporation, the word corporation means the body, actually.
Exactly. Incorporate means place in a body.
Right. And a corporation is considered to be a person, an artificial person, to be
exactly,
sure, but a person with as much standing in the law as you. So you can have your stunt double,
exactly,
your corporate presence, do the difficult stunts for you. You don't have to jump out of the flaming window, mm-hmm, into the moat.
Or expose yourself in any way.
Exactly. You have a corporation that will do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's your stunt double.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like if somebody walks up a ladder and falls over, is it your fault because you built the ladder? In every other country in the world, it's not.